Mailbag coming up in about 45 minutes. Make sure you get your questions for me into George at 1620zone.com. Serious, silly, doesn't matter. Best email question is going to win some food to Oscars. Get your wing game right, your pizza game right. Got a bunch of thoughts I want to get into with Nebraska football. We'll get into some of that with Scott Shanley and also in the 12 o'clock and the 1 o'clock hour. Couple of NBA things. There's a big NBA rule change that went into effect that got announced that I want to dive into. But it is interesting where the more I don't know where I fall on what could be the beginning of a trend with NBA superstars demanding trades. Because we've kind of seen a rise in it here. Paul George has done it twice. You kind of forget Kyrie Irving did it. Kyrie Irving said, I want out of Cleveland. They sent him to Boston. Now he's in Brooklyn. Anthony Davis did it. Kawhi Leonard's done it. And sometimes, you know, it starts with just a few people do it, and then a few more people do it. But before it really becomes a trend, I think people want to stop and look and see how it goes for the people that have done it, right? And the reality is, it's kind of worked out really well for every player. I mean, every player that's demanded a trade, it's kind of worked out for them, hasn't it? Of late. Paul George got out, got paid, demanded another trade, got out. Now he's in L.A. Kawhi got out, won a title, then got paid and went to where he wanted to go, L.A. Anthony Davis got out, got to where he wanted to go, L.A. will get paid. So these other stars got to be thinking, well, it's worked out for them. And when something works, it oftentimes gets duplicated. And I don't know how I feel about this trend. I don't know how I feel about it. Now, I think just like the whole transfer trend, like I think you don't want to paint with a broad brush because every situation is a little bit different. So you got to be careful about broad generalizations and painting with a broad brush of something. I think when a player plays out his contract and has like 1 year left, like what Paul George did initially or what Anthony Davis did, I don't have a huge issue with it because at least you've given it a try, for lack of a better term. Like Paul George tried to make it work in Indiana. Yeah, I mean, he did, right? I mean, Anthony Davis, how many years was he in New Orleans? Seven? It's hard to sit there and say, 7 years, it did. I think they tried to make it work. I think the one that bothers me the most is the second Paul George trade demand, the one that just happened last week. Just doesn't sit great with me. I mean, you just signed a contract. You just did. You were heading into year two of a four-year deal. That one bothers me way more than the others do. Anthony Davis kind of gave New Orleans all that he could. And he had 1 year left. That makes sense to a certain extent. It's hard to be like, oh man, first sign of trouble and Anthony Davis ran. No, he didn't. 7 years. But Paul George had 3 years left on his deal. And you know what? You know what situation hadn't changed at all since he signed the contract? It was Paul George's at Oklahoma City. Same team, same coach, same owner, same co-star you signed to be with. If you're upset, you know who that's on? You! That's on you, brother! Should have thought about that. You just got that ass waxed by Joe Ingles and Donovan Mitchell and the Jazz in the first round of the playoffs. You had gone through the whole year with Russell Westbrook and Steven Adams and Billy Donovan and everything like that. You just signed. That's on you. I fear that some players, instead of trying to improve their situation, will just try to change their situation. Instead of improving the circumstances, I'm just going to change my circumstance. Slippery slope there. And some may be listening and say, Nick, aren't you the guy that is pro-transfers and defend transfers in college sports? How is this different? I'll tell you how. Well, number one, they're getting paid. I mean, you signed a contract, you get paid in the pros. That's number one. Anybody that is in the real world understands what how contracts work and whatnot. And number two, I have been, while I do oftentimes support transfers for the most part, I've been pretty consistent in saying that, you know what? I don't mind the whole red shirt rule. You have to sit out a year if you transfer. Like, I don't mind that. Because if you just want to leave because it's not working or you're unhappy, I think the red shirt rule is fine. But one thing I've been consistent with is saying that if your situation changes, if your coach leaves or gets fired, then your situation has been altered and you should have the ability to leave and play right away. I'm on board with that. For example, to bring it back to OKC, I'm way more cool with Russell Westbrook now wanting out than I am Paul George wanting out. Because the circumstances have changed for Russell Westbrook. All of a sudden, you know, the franchise is trying to rebuild. Paul George wants out. Like, the Paul George situation he signed up for is still the exact same. He just made a bad decision. And in life, oftentimes, you got to live with your decisions, man. Not forever, but for the duration that you committed to them. So this one is just interesting to me. The whole disgruntled superstar demanding a trade is just a slippery slope to go down. Now, I don't want to paint a doomsday scenario where every year, if a superstar is unhappy, they're just going to be demanding a trade. I don't know if it's necessarily going to be like that. And again, I don't want to paint with a broad brush because not all situations are the same. Technically, Anthony Davis is a superstar that demanded a trade, and technically, Paul George is a superstar that demanded a trade, but those two situations are different to me. For the most part, I understand AD's situation. I mean, he gave New Orleans 7 years. He tried to make it work. But for someone like Paul George in Oklahoma City, man, one year ago, signed a four-year deal with Oklahoma City. Literally nothing has changed with that situation that he signed on for, and he demands a trade. It's a dangerous one to grant, in my opinion. And that's a dangerous door to be opening. It is a dangerous one. 402-951-1620. We're live in the Next Gen Mail Medical Clinic Zone Studios. And coming up next, Scott Shanley. Talk a little Husker football with Scott. Black shirt Super Bowl champ. Next.